Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome. We are live. It is not the 14th, though. I forgot to change my calendar in the back of me. It is January 16th, 2025. In fact, I might get up in front of all of you as we do live TV and change it right now, just so we make sure we have the right calendar time on here. So let's go change it. Hold on one second. 15, 16. Okay. There we go. We have the right date now with our calendar. So, yep, this is live TV, people. Sometimes these things happen. But yes, January 16th today, 2024, 25. You see, I'm telling you, we're starting off. You know why? I have in my head, because the very same day last year, the Lord gave me a word, January 16th, 2024. And today, a year later, he gave it January 16th, 2025. So I have that in my head. We were just talking about our team about it going into the broadcast. So hello to everybody jumping on. Let's see who is coming on. I just want to make sure the phones are on silent and we're all good to go here. Hello. Oh, to those of you in Texas, Tennessee. Oh, let's see. Georgia, Buffalo, New York. Hello to our neighbors in Buffalo, Maine, Virginia, Michigan. Quite a few Virginias jumping on. Hello to everybody. Hello, hello. We see all of you pouring on. To our neighbors in Connecticut, Massachusetts, Tennessee, Iowa, Pennsylvania, New Jersey. Love our neighbors in New Jersey. They love their leopard print. And I believe there's a pizza place called Famous Ray's in New Jersey. Chris talks about it a lot because Chris went to Bible college in New Jersey. So I believe, if I'm not mistaken, there is a pizza place called that in New Jersey. Oh, hello to our wonderful friends in Canada pouring in right now. We have many of you pouring in Canada, Maryland as well. Hello, hello to everybody else jumping on into our international audience that is coming in as well. We are so happy to have you here with us tonight. It is cold in New York. It is cold. If you would like some of the cold, to those of you in the more southern states, we'll be glad to send it to you. Oh, New Zealand. Hello, hello to our friends across the world in New Zealand as well. But yes, it is cold here. Poppy has her coat on. A new coat just arrived for Noble. And it has been business as usual at Ark of Grace Sanctuary. But yes, it is cold here in New York. Okay, so hello to our moderators as well and our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. I'm just looking at the chat as I'm talking here. So what we're going to do is we're going to open up in prayer. I have quite a few things to talk about. First of all, I have a very serious, powerful word from the Lord that came in this morning to share with you before the inauguration. Yes, the Lord is sending me that down in that direction of Washington, D.C., if any of you are wondering. But very serious word. The Lord is speaking this way for a reason. So I'm going to preface it with that there's a reason the Lord is speaking this way right now. And it's because there is a lot at stake. And so he's being very serious and intentional with his words. So if you could share this broadcast right now, we would very much appreciate it. Like and subscribe and get this word out. So I have the word to share with you. And then afterwards, stay on because I had a dream last night. And we're going to talk about this dream. And I also have to talk to you what happened to me yesterday morning in the office. My Bible was open to something. Interestingly enough, that I did not open to because I was back on Exodus 12, and all of a sudden my Bible was on Esther 2 yesterday morning. And there's a very, very interesting reason for that as well. So after the word, we're going to go into other things. So I just wanted to tell everybody that. So let's open up in prayer. We're going to get right into this word. It's about, I have it on larger font, but it's about 5 pages long. There's a lot of information in here. We are going to put it on our blog at arcofgrace.org. And so we just need to go before the Lord with all reverence before we get into this word, because as I was typing it this morning, I was shaking. So as I was even listening and typing it out, the fear of the Lord was on me for sure, but I was trembling because the power of God came into the office so strong, and I praise the Lord for that. I was basically on my face before the Lord, before this all happened. So I felt the presence of the Lord enter the room, and I don't want to be distracted, and you guys are going to laugh at me, but I see my little pine has been knocked over on the floor next to my chair. So I'm going to go ahead and get it, and I'm going to put it back up so I'm not looking at it the entire broadcast. So let's just get the pine. We're going to put it back up. We're going to set him upright, and then we're going to open up in prayer. It's kind of funny when you these things teach. See, we go through the same things here that you go through. We knock things over. We have wrong dates on the calendar. Like, it just happens, right? Life just happens. So, oh, and then Esther, you see this tree? Found her like halfway. Wait, this one. Found her halfway up it this morning. We'll talk about that too. She finally did it. I've been waiting months for this to happen, and she climbed one of the trees. So, yep, keeps life interesting around here. So let's open up in prayer now, and then we'll get into tonight. Father God, in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lord, we come before you this day. Father, we praise you. You are Almighty God. You are high and lifted up, far above every power, principality, and might. Father, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise that is due your holy, precious name. You say, be thou holy, for I am holy, Father God. Lord, we humble ourselves before you in all reverence, coming before you with praise and thanksgiving, saying, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, forgive us of our sins. Cleanse us of all unrighteousness, Father. Forgive us of every area we have sinned and fallen short. We all fall short of your glory, Lord. We all miss it. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. We praise you. Your mercies are new every single day. And Lord, we acknowledge you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, to the earth. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the Passover lamb, the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He redeemed us. He reconciled us back to you. He willingly paid the highest price. And he miraculously rose again in 3 days. He ascended back into heaven. He took his rightful, victorious place at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is the name above all names, the King of kings, the Lord of lords. He is our advocate without ceasing before your throne, Father. And we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God and the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, into this place, Lord. Father, we just welcome you to have your way, that your power, your might, your truth, your glory, that the weight of it would come down, Lord, that it would fill the atmosphere of this place, that it would mightily go forth, that people would tangibly feel your might, your presence, Father God, that people would have reverence for you, Lord, that they would feel you moving, Father God, in a mighty way as we go forth tonight. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the living God, one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. And Father, allow me the humble privilege of being a vessel, Lord, of your power. And Lord, I ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you fill us tonight, Lord, with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. Go before us, Lord, in your wisdom, in your counsel, Father God. Lead and guide us. Be our front and rear guard, Lord. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you would loose, send, and dispatch your holy angels of all offices, rankings, and divisions to fill this office, this home, the skies, the land, and the atmosphere of this place, Father God, to make a hedge, a shield, and a wall of protection, Father God, that we take authority through that we have been given through Christ Jesus over every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, and attack, and rebuke it in the name of Jesus Christ. And in the name of Jesus Christ, command it, struck down, nullified, voided, disarmed, dismantled, canceled, destroyed, disabled, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, nullified, rendered powerless, and their communication lines disrupted so they cannot carry out their plans. And it bound up and cast back to the dry places, pits, and areas you have designated for such, Lord, to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return, nor have anything sent in its place. Father, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter. We most certainly just the clay. We are vessels that you mold, that you put on the potter's wheel, that are receptacles for your glory to fill and to move. Father God, that what you want accomplished on this earth is accomplished, Father God, through your children, Lord. And we praise you for that, Father God. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, the first and the last. You are he who liveth and died. And behold, you are alive forevermore. And we praise you, Father God. We give you all the glory, Father God, for who you are, Lord, that you are absolutely good. And we thank you tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to put on here towards the end to pray for the inauguration. So we're all going to pray together tonight. I'm putting that in big letters on my pad here. Okay. All right. So welcome to everyone who is jumping on during prayer. We've had an interesting start to this broadcast. It's been fun and we have a lot to go over. So I'm going to go into the word first. I'm going to go into everything else second. The dream that I had during the night, as well as something the Lord had shown me yesterday that I started working on yesterday, having to do with Esther chapter 2. So I just want to make sure my voice is good to go for this. And we will get into the word. Okay, so this word came in. I'm going to timestamp it for all of you. It came in by 8 a.m. So 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time is when the word came in. I was up much earlier than that. And so basically I was praying in the spirit in my office. I had been praying in the spirit for days on and off, and I felt the word stirring, and I was just waiting until the Lord gave it. And so this is when he did. He gave it exactly 1 year from the word he gave January 16th, 2024. If we have time, we can look at some of that word, but it's amazing. It is a year to the day of that word last year and where we were at last year that the Lord has given this word. So let's begin with it. All capital glory, honor, and praise be to the Lord of hosts, maker of heaven and earth. The earth is the Lord's capital and the fullness thereof. The earth cries out to its creator. Creation sings to its creator. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. And to his capital kingdom, there is no end. Our God is, capital, a consuming fire. And the Spirit of the Lord says this day, I am God, capital, there is no other. I sit on the highest throne. I, the Lord, weigh the matters of men and nations. I, the Lord, judge righteously. I, the Lord, am holy. Be thou holy, for I am holy, capital, says the Lord of hosts. He's speaking to everybody, the church, leadership, leaders of nations. When he says that, he is telling everyone in this hour, be thou holy, for I am holy. This is a time of consecration for my capital people, a time of consecration for nations of the earth, a time of consecration for the church, for the accursed things have come into the camp. Your own have brought such accursed things into the camp of the church and hid them away, and it allowed turmoil and strife to percolate until, says the Lord, it bubbled over. The boiling point has reached a tipping point, says the Lord. There is a thread that will tie relationships back longer than what has been publicly said, says the Lord. A thread, a red thread of words and typing that shall be brought to the surface and out in the open. This must happen, says the Lord, for the lies still boldly go forth. This is their Fort Worth, says the Lord. Watch that area as well, which is in Texas. Watch that area as well for an attack on the money and the printing of America, says the Lord. It is coming, and intercession is necessary to thwart the attack that has been plotted, says the Lord. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, I, the Lord, am purging the movement of the conservatives, says the Lord. I am purging it, for too much sand has mixed in with the soil and now weakened the root. It does not matter if Congress is dominated by red, if the root is weak, for the root is what anchors. The root is what receives resources to help the tree grow. And now sand has been mixed in with the soil because certain heads of the Republican Party and committee have decided to build the house partially on sand, says the Lord, out of fear of offending agendas where they sought their vote. So there was a compromise, capital, says the Lord, which will affect the vision. Right now, the vision is clouded, says the Lord. It is clouded. And I, the Lord, all capitals, will clear it up. I will, says the Lord, for this nation cannot turn into South Korea, says the Lord. A willful invasion indeed of North Korea, infiltrating politics and positions of deception to be a party they are not. Cloaked in such that tipped the scales and has now caused a historical political crisis amongst the chaos as North Korea mobilizes to invade South Korea to attack it from the air, says the Lord. Now, the air could mean the airwaves, too. It could mean using the airwaves politically as well as a physical air attack. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, one nation under God, capital, must not be weakened in this time, says the Lord, for you may be free to commit idolatry in your land. However, you are not free to come in as a mutiny and tear down the very foundation and cornerstone of this nation. So he's referring to freedom of religion. He goes, you might be free to do that, but you're not free to come in and tear down the very foundation and cornerstone of this nation. There is blasphemy being committed on both sides, says the Lord. Red and blue, both are compromised, says the Lord. And there has been a willful infiltration around the incoming president because the enemy, capitals, knows his weakness. Billionaires and intellectuals and corporate titans are as shiny objects. The enemy knows this and has drawn Donald Trump around those that are meant to decay and weaken the agenda I, the Lord, have set forth. The plans I, the Lord, have set forth, they have been welcomed in. The enemy has literally been welcomed in to systematically attempt to destroy what I, the Lord, have allowed to proceed for a second term. Thus says the Lord, within the first 3 months, the administration shall be sifted, and within the first 6 months, it shall be shaken. For AI is being welcomed in more than my voice, says the Lord, and that must change, for the enemy dwells in AI. He lurks in the shadows. He comes looking like a gift, says the Lord, and it is a curse. It is a curse. You are bringing a curse upon yourselves that does not need to enter. For the enemy comes with chains of power and prestige and smooth words that come forth from the mouth of corporate giants in the land, that come forth from the mouths of giants in social media. However, it is an unstable bridge that has been built. And for such to be delivered, there would have to be complete surrender to capitals. My will, my way. And right now, there are too many bulls and rams and competing idols in the rooms, says the Lord. And that must be cleared out. And it will, says the Lord. Oh, it will. For when I, the Lord, appoint one as a leader, when I anoint them, all capitals here, I, the Lord, have a standard that I expect. You are a servant of me, says the Lord, once you are anointed, not of the corrupt. You are not a servant of agendas and perversion to please them for donations and votes. You are not a servant of rogue nations, of nations who hate the name of God and blaspheme my son. You are not a servant of social media platforms and their emotionally unstable owners. You are not these things, O Trumps. You have been chosen by me and you shall serve me, or at the 2-year mark, there shall be a major crack and falter, says the Lord. I am a merciful God and I give people time to grow. I give people time to learn from their cyclical mistakes. I give people mercy. I give a window of time. However, says the Lord, a nation is at stake and members of the Trump family are running around in rebellion to me, and that will come into order, says the Lord. It will. It will be by willful submission or by a force of nature and events that will happen one after the other, says the Lord. Bang, 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 says the Lord. Bang, bang, bang. Now he's saying it six times, so just keep that in mind. For I, the Lord, am a consuming fire. I am a refining fire. And I, the Lord, will unearth the plot that involves EMS bags, emergency medical services. I, the Lord, will unearth the plot that involves EMS bags and black knapsacks that has been set into motion to explode. I, the Lord, will stop such short of its mark, says the Lord. The rally is compromised, says the Lord. The rally is compromised. Victory rallies before you put your hand on my word and officially take your position is opening a door to the enemy, says the Lord. For two of your guards have conspired with Persia, says the Lord. Oh, yes, two of your agents, your Secret Service agents, have conspired with Persia in a plot that shall and will be overheard, and it will come forth in such a scandal it will pale in comparison to Pennsylvania and what happened there. For that was the point, capitals. The fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom, entered in. Thus says the Lord. The fires are about to go underground, says the Lord. The fires are about to go underground. There shall be a willful attempt to trigger a major fault line using explosives in the midst of fire to attempt to cover up what they intend to do. For the leadership of Oregon is next, says the Lord. For your skirts shall be lifted above your heads and your nakedness exposed. And the largest scandal to come out of Oregon is upon you, O leadership, says the Lord, for you and the governor of California have continually opened doors around a smoldering fire. And now one after the other, there shall be political backdrafts in the governor's seat and in Congress, says the Lord. A covering lifts and a backdraft occurs. And I, the Lord, allowed the covering to lift off of California, though the horror of what has occurred. I am protecting the innocent, and my holy angels have been sent on assignment to demonstrate my power in the midst of the furnace. For I, the Lord, was with them in the furnace of Babylon that Nebuchadnezzar built. I was with them, and I am with my people in California. However, the appointed time has come for the leadership and the swamp and the cesspool of Hollywood to be judged and put under pressure to buckle and break the layers of corruption and deception that have been built for decades. California is in their 40th governor, and the time has come for such because California, just as in Genesis, is filled with Hamas. It is filled with violence, says the Lord. It has gone the way of Cain, the way of Sodom. And now a great purge has begun in the nation as desperation has mounted with those who are wicked and corrupt. Desperation has mounted to create capital emergencies, capitals, to create chaos, to create destruction, to create crashes, says the Lord, which have already been discussed with your Federal Reserve, says the Lord. However, says the Lord, the effectual fervent prayers of a righteous man availeth much. Capitals, my people who are called by my name, humble yourselves in this hour. Humble yourselves in this hour and pray and seek my face. And church, my people, turn from your wicked ways. This, says the Lord, is what will bring healing to your land. All capitals still. I, the Lord, am raising a standard in this hour. My people must bear the standard and not be involved in manipulations to save what their hands mutated and changed from my original design. Stars burn out, says the Lord, when they get too filled with what is explosive. And part of the church has burned out, says the Lord, because it filled itself with a toxic explosive mixture that is not of me. And now a great exodus is happening within the church. For the same reasons it is happening in the political arena. For the same reason there is a great exodus out of areas of California. A toxic, sinful mixture of greed, manipulation, and placation did this make. And it went forth in different ways and has caused explosiveness. I, the Lord, maker of heaven and earth, am dealing with the church and the political simultaneously, says the Lord, because one needs the other right now. The leadership of this nation, the incoming leadership. Now listen to what the Lord's going to say here. He's not saying this is going to happen. He's saying if they don't listen to instruction, it will happen. He says, the leadership of this nation, the incoming leadership, will make an even greater mess than was seen 4 years ago if I, the Lord, am not welcomed into the cabinet and the walls of the White House and into the Situation Room. When I, the Lord, am just a superficial ornament that is dangled out there to the public to give an appearance of righteousness, an appearance, capital, and the roots are not there, it is very easy for the serpent to slither in with smooth words, soothsaying, and sounding like an answer when really it is a fatal strike, says the Lord. All capitals. You know they are serpents, and yet you let them in. Do you really expect them not to strike a venomous blow, says the Lord? Do you really think welcoming in serpents will bring stability, says the Lord? For it will bring venomous wounds and strikes that will cause sickness within the walls of the White House and the nation. Thus says the Lord, the same is happening in Israel in tandem to your nation, O America. Serpents have gotten in with smooth words and soothsaying, and they are speaking their venom and poisoning the ears and the minds of leadership in Israel. You cannot negotiate with Satan, for capitals, he will renege. He will. And right now, Israel is attempting to negotiate with the devil because they are fighting a battle that truly is spiritual, once again with intellectualism. So they're fighting a spiritual battle with intellectualism. When calling on the name of my son, Yeshua, would have opened prison doors and freed hostages long ago. They are fighting a spiritual battle in the intellectual arena. And this, says the Lord, is why it has drug on. This is why the enemy has a foothold that could have already been removed. However, says the Lord, a shift in direction is about to change the government of Israel, says the Lord. The winds are picking up, and seek my son, Yeshua HaMashiach Netanyahu. Seek me through him, for there is an answer to clear out the chaos and put your enemies in a chokehold. Seek me, says the Lord, for I have the answer. I will tell you, this word was given to me at 8 a.m. this morning. Just about 2 hours ago, it was announced that the ceasefire deal is no more and that Hamas reneged and Netanyahu now is completely backing out of it. So this word was given at 8 a.m. this morning before this even came to be. And about 2 hours ago, we could get the, we'll show you the news article after the word this was announced. Let's continue. And in America is the same. While unconditional discharges are just a cover, America's allies in the earth are being impeached, arrested, and some now will even have attempts on their lives because there is a flip as discharges are happening in this nation that truly are a setup. America's allies are facing impeachment, arrest, and an overthrowing because the earth and its leaders are being sifted and shaken at this appointed time. Around the time of March, says the Lord, a very serious plot will be uncovered that would have endangered the president's family and the nation, especially those who live on the coasts, meaning West Coast, East Coast, and even maybe even the Gulf Coast. Around that time, the time of Purim, this shall be uncovered, for it is marked by a blood moon this year for good reason, says the Lord. It is marked for good reason. Thus says the Lord, the attorney generals on the coasts will fall, says the Lord, this year. So they'll fall this year. This has, let me say this again. The attorney generals on the coasts will fall, says the Lord. This year has been marked for their falls, for the ones on the East Coast are set to receive in full their wage for entertaining the serpent, attempting to usher in that blasphemous spirit of Ishtar and rob a nation of its inheritance. This shall be their road to Damascus year, says the Lord, for Damascus has fallen. Damascus has fallen. Mark this time, says the Lord, in the book of records. Damascus has fallen, and it is a trigger and an appointed time that those who have afflicted their own people in states and in nations are set to fall as lightning, says the Lord, are set to fall. For I, the Lord, have sent forth my capital army to put an axe to their pedestal and cause it to fall, says the Lord. New York, says the Lord. Massachusetts, says the Lord. Rhode Island, says the Lord. Washington, D.C., says the Lord. Georgia, says the Lord. The Delilahs, that spirit that influenced Delilah and Absalom, is set to be judged. And the attorney generals and governors will fall in tandem, for they have attached themselves by a chain gang. And so they shall fall in tandem for what they have done. Thus says the Lord, church, my people, I have given you a window for the fire of the Holy Ghost to sweep this nation. Capitals, boldly proclaim my name in a time of tumult. Boldly proclaim my name and intercede, for there has been an infiltration. Intercede for the church that has become lukewarm and powerless. For I endowed my people with dunamis power, with authority from on high, and part of the church has traded it and bartered it for powers of this world. And I, the Lord, shall gut and cleanse such this year, says the Lord. I shall. And I, the Lord, am promoting those who have been steadfast. This is a year of promotion amongst the tumult. For I, the Lord, do not conform to this world or its systems. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds. This is still capitals. The atmosphere is shifting in the nation, and a cleansing storm must first happen to clear out and purge the residual that has been left by other presidents and leaders for decades. I am clearing it out, says the Lord. A unique storm shall cleanse the capital, says the Lord. A unique storm shall break what is happening in this nation in the atmosphere. In the year King Uzziah died, says the, in the year King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. That was Isaiah quoting that. There is a shift with the Vice President Vance. Pray and intercede, says the Lord. There has been a shift, and there shall be an orchestrated attempt against him, says the Lord. For I, the Lord, am cleaning out what Vance and Trump want to hold on to, but must let go of, to do what I have ordained. People you see in positions today, you will not see in the coming months. Some I have called who do not even know they are called, and some are manipulating to make it look like the president needs them. And these accursed things shall be cleared out of the camp as the time of Joshua and the battle of Ai is upon the nation. Remember, Joshua had to go back to Ai to defeat it after first clearing the accursed things out of the camp. Iceland, says the Lord. Says Iceland. Then he says, France is about to collapse, says the Lord, in tandem with England, because a storm of cleansing has gone out into the earth. Know this day you serve a mighty God. Trust in me, in my be in my word. Speak life, says the Lord. Speak my word. Break the cycles. The cycles must break for promotion to occur. This is also a time of transition for my children. Some serious transitions are set to take place in your lives. And with transition, turmoil may come. However, joy capital shall be what comes forth. Come under my capital wings and commune with me, my capital children. And I will show you great and mighty things which you know not. For I am your shepherd. That's capital. Thus says the Lord of hosts in the name of Jesus Christ, who is the name above all names. Amen and amen. Well, praise God, my voice held up. I'm literally heating up from that word. Literally, as I was reading it, I was completely heating up because the Lord is a consuming fire. And the fire of the Holy Ghost. Let me tell you something. We are entering an era where Holy Ghost fiery preaching is coming back to the Church of America. We are entering this era. God has given a window. The Holy Spirit is coming in with fire, and Holy Ghost preaching is coming back to the pulpits of America, and it's coming back to Congress, and it's coming back to leadership. It has to in this time. It has to, because our God is a consuming fire. Okay. Now, let's get into the dream. and what else the Lord showed me. Because what the Lord showed me with Esther 2, I'm going to explain it. He also mentions in the word. So I'll tie the two together for you. So, oh, praise the Lord. Okay. I had a dream last night. I asked the Lord, you know, I pray for the Lord, give me dreams, that things you need me to see, that you need to show me in my dreams. And it was during the night of January 16th, 2025. And in the dream, first of all, I heard Alina Haba's name. So pray for her, because something is about to happen. I'm just saying, pray for her and intercede right now, because I heard her name. But more, so that was the first part. But secondly, I was in the room with people, and there was this little child. And this little child had a cell phone. And the cell phone rang twice, and it was the same caller on the cell phone. And the name that came up on caller ID was Andrew Cuomo. So twice the phone rang, meaning one phone call and then it stopped and then they called back. And both times, the name on the screen, the caller ID, said Andrew Cuomo. And this little child took the phone and turned it around and showed it to me. And this was twice, okay? So I pray for Alina Haba right now. But something is up with Andrew Cuomo. It may be that something is about to be unearthed that he tried to hide, that never got unearthed, but it rang twice. It was a call that rang twice, and it was Andrew Cuomo. So just write that down. Write down that it was Andrew Cuomo, and write down that the phone rang twice. Hi, Sadie. Yep. Sadie agrees. So just keep that in mind. It was a very poignant dream last night, a very quick dream. And the two names in it were Alina Haba and then Andrew Cuomo, but the phone rang twice with his name coming up on caller ID. Okay, now, before we get into the Esther 2, what I'm about to tell you with this, because it's super important, I think, I especially believe for the first 3 months of the administration. Sadie, what did you just do to my Microsoft Word document? Okay, so I wanted to show you an interesting prophecy fulfilled that our team found for a minute that has to do with what's going on in California. So November 15th, 2024, the word of the Lord said, and says the Lord of hosts, ready yourselves, says the Lord, for you are entering the times of Nehemiah. The Sanballats and the Tobias shall arise, says the Lord. Though I, the Lord, have given a mandate for this nation, they shall arise to slow down, prevent, and even, says the Lord, attempt a stop work order. And that's capital. Now, Sanballat and Tobiah were sent to try to prevent Nehemiah from rebuilding, right, the gate and the walls, and they actually got a stop work order. So this came out on X. Breaking bombshell, stand down of firefighting forces ordered hours before historic inferno by Democrat Party emergency managers, despite massive warnings of life-threatening winds. So basically, a stop work order was given to firefighting forces that were ordered hours before historic inferno by Democrat Party managers. So just wanted to tell you that. And show you that. I thank my team for finding that, because that's very interesting. It is aligning with what has been said and the time we're coming into. Now, do you want to take a seat, Sadie? But please don't kick me out of StreamYard, honey. Whatever you do, don't kick me out right now of StreamYard, please. Okay, so Esther 2. This all ties together. So like the word and Esther 2. So yesterday morning, I come into my office. And my Bible is open to Esther 2. And I went, how did this happen? Because I was like on Exodus 12, because I had talked about it on Tuesday night's broadcast, Exodus 12. So suddenly now my Bible is turned to Esther 2. So I'm like, well, maybe the Lord wants me to read this. So let me start reading. And at the end of Esther 2, now I'm going to read it to you first, and then I'll go back to what I was shown about this. So Esther 2, verse 21 through 23. In those days, while Mordecai was sitting at the king's gate, Bigthan and Teresh, two of the king's eunuchs who guarded the door, so they were like his secret service, became angry and conspired to attack King Ahasuerus. But the plot became known to Mordecai, who informed Queen Esther. And Esther told the king in Mordecai's name. Now, when the plot was investigated and found to be true, both men were hanged on the gallows, and it was recorded in the book of the Chronicles in the king's presence. So it was reported in the book of records. So I see this in Esther 2. And I go, wait a second. Esther 2 begins in the month of Tebeth. Now, where is this? I want to get this for you. If we go to Esther 2, verses 15 through 16, I'm going to do this real time because I want to read this to you because this is going to make sense to you then. So Esther 2, hold on a second here. Esther 2. Okay. Verse 15 through 16. Now, as for Esther, the daughter of Abihail, the uncle of Mordecai, who had taken her in as his own daughter, when her turn came to go into the king, she requested nothing except what Haggai, the king's eunuch, who was in charge of the women, advised. And Esther found favor in the sight of all who saw her. So Esther was taken to King Ahasuerus, to his royal palace, in the 10th month. That is the month of Tebeth, in the 7th year of his reign. Now, Donald Trump took office in 2017, right? So we are now, he took office in January of 2017, right? So January of 2024 would have been the 7th year. We are still in the 7th year till he takes office January 20th. It was the month of Tebeth, which is the month we're in now. We are actually in the month of Tebeth on the Jewish calendar, and it actually means immersed, which is interesting because California is immersed in flames. Part of the church is immersed in scandal. The political arena is immersed right now in what's happening. And so right after this, in verse 21, is when it goes into this plot. In those days, while Mordecai was sitting at the king's gate, Bigthan and Teresh, two of the king's eunuchs who guarded the door, the secret service, became angry and conspired to attack King Ahasuerus. When it appears in the month of Tebeth, around the time of December to January, is when this is all taking place. Now, interestingly enough, it's saying it's in the 10th month, right? It's okay, honey. It's saying it's in the 10th month on the Jewish calendar, which would be December to January for us. January 10th was Donald Trump's sentencing. That they suddenly moved up, that is also 10 days before the inauguration in the 10th month on the Jewish calendar. Okay? So, it was two of the king's own guards that conspired in the 10th month to harm him. And the plot was overheard. Now, suddenly, in the 10th month, Sadie, honey, you cannot come up here. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, but you can't come up here right now. So, and in the 10th month, they decide, the corrupt, that they are going to move Donald Trump's sentencing to January 10th. And every time they have moved his sentencing, there has been an attempt on his life. Whenever that sentencing has moved, there has been an attempt. And being that there was an unconditional discharge given, and it was so cut and dry, the corrupt are never cut and dry. The enemy's never cut and dry. It's a setup. And this all happened in the 10th month, the same month in the book of Esther, chapter 2, that two of the king's own guards, who happened to be Persian, conspired against him to harm him. I am sounding the alarm on this for this month. I am sounding the alarm because it is no coincidence. My Bible was open to Esther 2. And in the 10th month, which is December to January on our calendar, they conspired, two of his own guards conspired to kill him, King Ahasuerus, and the plot was overheard and found out. And it's in the 10th month that also his sentencing date was moved to January 10th, which is also 10 days before the inauguration. This is no accident. 10 plus 10 plus 10 is 30. 30 was the amount of silver that Joseph was sold for and Jesus was betrayed for. I do not think this is any accident that my Bible was open to this. And I saw this, and then the Lord began to speak to me. I perceive it to be the Lord because I would have never seen this on my own. And so I'm going to say in all sincerity to please intercede and pray. Now, the good news is, prophetically speaking, in Esther 2, the plot was found out and it was investigated and it was found to be true and it was thwarted. But it got very close to happening. Had Mordecai not been positioned. Now, I want you to look at the imagery here. You have a Jewish man that serves in the king's court that happens to be positioned by God by the gate when two Persian guards are conspiring to hurt Ahasuerus. And a Jewish man goes and exposes the Persian plot. Think about this for a minute with what's going on in Israel right now, with what just happened in New Orleans. A Jewish man goes and exposes the Persian plot. And it was found to be true. It was found to be true and it was thwarted. So I'm sounding the alarm on this, that the Lord pointed this out to me, because it's going to look very similar to this. It's going to look very, this is why having victory rallies before you even put your hand on God's word and swear in is not a good idea. I don't believe right now with the temperature of what's happening, it's a good idea. You have it after. You have it after you have been sworn in. That's when you do it. And you know why right now? Because you have intellectuals advising things that they shouldn't, because they have the spiritual compass of a flea. And the enemy is circling, and there are people organizing these things that are blind to it. But it was two of the king's own guards who guarded his door. Well, let me put it this way. Let's go back to it for a minute, okay? While Mordecai was sitting at the king's gate, Bigthan and Teresh, two of the king's eunuchs who guarded the door. They guarded the door. The enemy always tries to get through an unlocked door. Always. So they were like his secret service who were guarding the door. Conspired. Why? Because they had access to the king through an unlocked door. They were his own guards. So I'm going to say pray about this, because I'm going to tell you why too. Because in Esther chapter 3, right after this happens, and the king's life is saved by a Jewish man, King Ahasuerus foolishly turns around and promotes Haman. Esther 3, verse 1 through 6. After these things, after the plot against King Ahasuerus by his own guards, after the plot was found out, after Mordecai helped save his life, after these things, King Ahasuerus promoted Haman. He turns around and promotes somebody who came looking like a gift but was incredibly corrupt to position of counsel. The son of Hammedatha, the Agagite, who came from Saul's rebellion of not destroying Amalek. And the king, who he kept alive, assaulted a Jewish maidservant, and Haman's line came from that. And advanced him and established his authority over all the officials who were with him. All the king's servants who were at the king's gate bowed down and honored and paid homage to Haman, for this is what the king had commanded in regard to him. But Mordecai neither bowed down nor paid homage. Then the king's servants who were at the king's gate said to Mordecai, "Why are you disregarding the king's command?" Now it happened when they had spoken to him day after day, and he would not listen to them, that they told Haman to see whether Mordecai's reason would stand. For he had told them that he was a Jew. When Haman saw that Mordecai neither bowed down nor paid homage, he was furious, but he disdained laying hands on Mordecai alone, for they had told him who the people of Mordecai were. So Haman determined to destroy all the Jews, the people of Mordecai, who lived through the kingdom of Ahasuerus. So after the plot to assassinate the king is discovered, the king turns right around and he promotes Haman to a very high position. He promotes a snake. He promotes a serpent to a very high position and to be his counsel, who in his heart, in Haman's heart, he had the same desire as the two guards that were just found out. Haman wanted to be king. And he wanted to destroy the people of God. So after two were found out, the king turns right around and promotes another Judas. So the king doesn't learn his lesson from the two being found out. He turns right around and promotes a Judas. Now God already has Esther positioned within the walls of the palace, knowing the king is going to turn around and do this. So when that happens, Esther is positioned, and then you have Haman, who's promoted, who is godless counsel. That's what he is. He is godless counsel, and he hates the things of God, and he was going to attempt to undermine the entire kingdom and the king. And through the Lord causing a series of events and working behind the scenes to expose the true motives of Haman, it was unearthed using Esther and Mordecai once again. A Jewish man and a Jewish woman save the life of a Persian king. So you have these things happening in tandem. You have the two guards being found out, and then now you have another serpent that enters Haman that now the Lord has to unearth, find out, and remove from that position. Galatians 6:7 says, "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, this and this only is what he will reap." Interestingly enough, for Galatians 6:7, January 6th, the election was certified. January 7th, the fires started in California. 6:7. Galatians 6:7. There's something else I want to point out too. So pray about that, because Esther 2 and what happened there has to do with a plot that I believe has already been set in motion. But just as in Esther 2, the plot's going to be found out. But when it is, Donald Trump cannot turn around and promote a Haman, because that is exactly what happened starting in chapter 3. And the Lord had to go through the whole process of unearthing that snake too. So please just pray and intercede right now when it comes to this. I'm going to tell you something else too. As he's getting an unconditional discharge, our allies around the world, things are happening. The leader in South Korea has now been arrested. They tried to impeach him, and now they've arrested him. And I'm going to show you an article. There's a reason South Korea is connected to Iran and what we see happening right now. And North Korea is connected to Iran and now what we see infiltrating South Korea. So we'll put the article up. I'm going to show you for a minute this, because this is worth noting in this time. What a tangled web we weave, because I'm telling you, there's a reason suddenly this has erupted in South Korea. And it's because of something Biden drug them into with Iran last year on 9/11. Okay. So it has to do with the $6 billion in funds that Biden released on 9/11. So we'll put it up and then we'll show you. Biden admin strikes deal with Iran to swap prisoners, release $6 billion in frozen funds. That happened on 9/11 last year, September 11th. And in this article, this is what it says. The deal creates a blanket waiver to transfer $6 billion in frozen Iranian money from South Korea to Qatar without fear of violating U.S. sanctions. No money is going directly to Iran, and no U.S. taxpayer funds are being used. The deal creates a blanket waiver to transfer $6 billion in frozen Iranian money from South Korea to Qatar. So this happens on 9/11. South Korea transfers this money. South Korea is tied to 9/11. South Korea now is tied to Iran in this $6 billion through the Biden administration. And that opened a door because North Korea is working with Iran. And North Korea has been looking to infiltrate South Korea. And I believe when it happened is when South Korea partook of this with the Biden administration and released the $6 billion in frozen funds to Qatar. I believe this is when this door got opened, right here. And now it's causing a political backdraft. The fire smoldered, and now the door opened, and now a backdraft is happening because North Korea is tied to Iran. And now we see this convoluted triangle between the United States, South Korea, and Iran. This is what's happened from it. And now one of our allies, their political system is falling because North Korea was able to, with Iran's help, infiltrate into South Korean politics to a point where they have caused total upheaval in the land. They are a bird of prey. People are writing they're a bird of prey. They are a bird of prey, North Korea. And now they have done this, but South Korea partook in that on 9/11. 911, it's when you call when there's fire, when there's an emergency, you call 911. This is an enormous backdraft that started smoldering last September on 9/11 and has gone till now. This is an enormous knot that has to be untied right now coming in. But you see simultaneously what's happening in the US. You see things happening with their allies. You see impeachments, arrests. You see these infiltrations now happening. You see it. And it's a lot. But I'm going to ask you to intercede and pray because South Korea cannot fall right now. And what's happening in Esther 2 is not only a blueprint for the leadership of the United States, but we're seeing it in South Korea, and we're going to see it in other allied nations. I believe you're going to see a complete Esther scenario play out within Netanyahu's administration. You're going to see Esther 2 and what happened pop up within the allies of America. It's here. So what I want to do, I want to pray with all of you, because a lot of people wrote us saying, will Amanda pray? Will she pray with us for the inauguration? And I'm like, yes, we can do that. We can pray. So let's all humble ourselves. We're going to pray right now. We're going to intercede before the throne of God. And then I just have a couple of announcements at the end. And then we'll be done, because my voice, pray my voice holds on here, because I have no more water. Up. You know what? Let me call my husband upstairs. Hold on. Let me call him before we pray and ask him to bring me some water. This is live, people. And my husband's not answering his phone. Oh, hi. Could you bring me a water, please? Okay. Thank you. Okay, bye. He's all excited. Husbands need to feel needed. Remember that. Husbands need to feel needed, wives. Okay. So I'm gonna wait for my husband to bring down the water before I start praying, because then he's gonna come in with the water and he's gonna be like, hi, and it's gonna totally break up what we want to do here. So up here he comes. I hear him, he's coming. We are in very interesting waters as the church right now in all of this, navigating this through. Oh, here comes Cyrus and Chris. Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. You good?
Good.
Okay, okay. Okay. Okay, there was Chris and Cyrus's cameo. I hope you all enjoyed it. My hubby brought me water so I could pray with all of you. All right. Let's pray for the inauguration and for the presidency as we close out tonight. Father God, in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Lord, we come before you in all humility, Lord. Father, right now, we just come before you, Lord, before your courts with thanksgiving and praise, Father God, praising you for who you are. We are coming before the highest court, the court of the righteous judge, Father God. You judge righteously the matters of men and nations, Father God. You weigh them righteously, Father God. Your justice is strong. Your justice is righteous. Your justice is right standing, Father. Lord, we praise you, Lord, that you are holy and perfect in all of your ways. And Lord, we just say, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. And Lord, we come before you. We bring this nation before your court, Lord. We just apply the blood of Jesus, Father God, as our defense, Lord. Father, whatever accusations are attempting to be brought, Father, we know we are sinners, Lord. We ask that blood be applied right now, Father God, as we come before you, Lord, as we bring this case before you, as we bring the matters of the United States of America right now, and even Israel, Lord, before you. And Father, Lord, we bring the inauguration before you, Father God. Lord, nothing takes you by surprise. You are the Alpha and Omega. You see everything from the beginning to the ending, Father God. Your eyes wander to and fro across the earth, Lord. And Father, we just ask in the name of Jesus Christ for a divine order of protection, Father God, to be issued, Lord, this night, Father God, for the Trump family. And for those advisors of theirs that will be there, and we ask a restraining order in the name of Jesus Christ be issued, Father God, against the enemy and his camp that would restrain, Father God, and stop and thwart any plans that have been set into motion, Lord, that restraining order would be officially, Father God, signed by you, rolled up in a scroll, and that your holy angelic army would carry it into the United States of America. would carry it into Washington, D.C., Lord, would carry it, Father God, to the Capitol, Lord, would carry it, Father God, to the heart of the nation, Father God. Lord, we thank you, Father God, for an order of protection being issued and a restraining order as well being issued, Father God. And Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask be unearthed before your throne every plot, scheme, contract, assignment of harm to harm the people that are coming to Washington, D.C., to harm Donald Trump and his family, to harm, Father God, the advisors that are around him, Father God, that you have searched their hearts and found them worthy, Lord. Father, any assignments, Lord, to do any such thing, Father God, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, before your throne, we ask you, judge those spirits that have set those assignments in motion into willing hosts. And we ask for your righteous judgment, Father God. We humble ourselves before you. We humble ourselves, Father God, in all reverence for you, that you are an awesome God, that you are mighty, that you sit on the highest throne, that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The earth is your footstool. And Lord, as your people, we are humbling ourselves before you. Forgive us, Lord, and forgive this nation of what has happened. The freedom that we were given, man has taken, Satan has taken, and perverted and unadulterated freedom that we were given. We were given life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, Father God. And that has been taken, and it has been adulterated and littered with sin and perversion and greed and manipulation and filth. And Father, forgive this nation. Forgive us for that, Father God. We have fallen so short as a nation before your throne, Father God. We acknowledge that this day. We acknowledge before you that we need you. We are humbling ourselves before you, Father God. You are our source. Man is not our source. Father, show the Trumps that you are their source, not their companies, not man, not their advisors, not their councils, but you are their source. And Father, as our source, we are coming before you, humbling ourselves before you and praying, Father God, and turning from our wicked ways and seeking your face, not your hand, but your face right now, Father God, in order for intervention to happen, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, that suddenly plots are going to be unearthed that have been set in motion that they thought were concealed. We thank you, your holy angels, Father God, are going in to unearth evidence, Father God, to make sure people are positioned to hear corrupt conversations that involve harm. We thank you, you are moving those things right now around, Father God, in accordance with your will, in order to unearth and expose any plots, Father God, that intend harm, that intend chaos, that intend to steal, kill, and destroy, because your son, Jesus Christ, came to give life and life more abundant, Father God. And we are claiming that latter part of John 10:10 to literally thwart and stop the plans of the enemy, his three-point attack: steal, kill, and destroy. We thank you, Father God, the heart of that operation is being disabled. Those arteries are being cut off in the name of Jesus Christ, and it is being stopped in its tracks. Father, I ask in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, that you give those who hear your voice, know your voice, and the strangers they will not follow within the Secret Service, within the advisory committee, wisdom about what events should happen before the inauguration. Wisdom about placement of where Donald Trump should be. Lord, let them hear your voice. Let them hear the Holy Spirit yelling, stop, do not go in that direction, Father God, if that is not a direction you desire them to go. Father, unearth what is around the arena. Unearth it, Lord, that this pre-victory rally, or this victory rally, is supposed to happen at the day before the inauguration. Father, unearth what is around that arena. Whatever has been planted, unearth it, Lord. I ask you, send your holy angels of all offices, rankings, and divisions right now to unearth it and to bring it out in the open. that the plans and exploits of the enemy to try to cause chaos and take back territory right now, to try to take control of the narrative, to try to take control of the airwaves and manipulate right now. Thank you, Father God, that is being cut off at the head, Father. We praise you for it. And those spirits, those ancient spirits, Father God, that have stirred up wickedness in this nation, Father, we ask before your throne humbly as your people that those spirits be judged, Father God, that judgment be issued against them tonight, that they are restrained from committing the terror, the harm, the divisiveness, the chaos, the manipulation that they have intended. For they have intended to go out as a pack of lone wolves. They have attended and intended to go out as a pack of lone wolves at different points on the map, Father, at different points in the nation within the month of January. And Father, we praise you in the name of Jesus Christ. It will not have its intended mark. It will not meet the criteria that they have set forth to accomplish the mission. Father, we ask for mission aborted in the name of Jesus, that we rebuke it in the name of Jesus Christ right now. Every mission and assignment from the pits of hell, Father God, to attempt to derail, Father, what you have ordained. Let the missions be aborted in the name of Jesus Christ. Let them be torn up by the root. Let them be struck down, dismantled, disabled, rendered powerless and destroyed. Father, confuse the camp of the enemy, confound them, confuse their communication lines, disrupt their lines of communication, Father God, that they cannot carry out their plans. Father, I ask in the name of Jesus Christ that something break in the atmosphere over Washington, D.C. tonight, Lord. I ask for your judgment to go forth, that that heavy, heavy spirit of dominance, of demagogue, of debauchery, of oppression, break and begin to lift off of Washington, D.C. tonight, Father. I ask that you rule from your courts and speak it forth as the creator, that it must break and lift, Father God, that the atmosphere begins to clear in Washington, D.C., that your angels on assignment, Father God, your plans, your purposes, and the scrolls that were already positioned in Washington, D.C. on Yom Kippur will now be opened, and the instructions and the judgments that have been put forth in them now carried out. Father, we praise you. You have been merciful when America didn't deserve it, that you have given America another chance, Lord. Father, that you have given America a second wind, that you have given America mercy when it didn't deserve any. And Lord, we praise you for how merciful you are. We praise you that you want souls, that you want to see souls saved, that you want to snatch them away from the enemy, that you leave the 99 to go after the one. Father, endow the church with the fire of the Holy Spirit and the tenacity in this time, in this window, to leave the 99 and go after the one and go out there with the fire and the power and the might that is endowed from above, from you, our Creator, Lord, to go out and speak your word and proclaim the gospel and proclaim the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua, and proclaim it from the airwaves and proclaim that he is the name above all names. He is on the highest throne. He sits at your right hand. He is our advocate without ceasing. That he delivers us, he washes us and cleanses us. He was beaten for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Lord, let that healing be applied to the nation. Let those stripes, Lord, be applied to the nation. Father, we pray now in the name of Jesus Christ, we see you high and lifted up, that the train of your robe fills the temple. that the train of your robe walks across Washington, D.C. That the train of your robe is walking across this nation and causing glory and power and might and truth, Father God, to go forth over this nation and go forth with might and with power and with truth, with a weight of truth, Father God. Truth has weight to it. Lies float. Let the lies float to the surface, Lord, and be exposed. And let the truth anchor your people in this time. Let the truth anchor those who are searching for you, that they will find you. You say in your word, if you seek me, you will find me. Lord, let those seeking you right now in droves find you in the midst of this, to know you are God. There is no other. You are a consuming fire. You are a refining fire. You are ever present. You are omniscient. You are omnipotent. You are holy and perfect in all of your ways, Father God. We trust in you. We trust in your plans, in your purposes, and in your word that is the living, active truth of Almighty God, that is the sword of the Spirit. And it takes the sword of the Spirit to defeat spiritual agendas of the enemy, not intellectualism. Lord, expose that in this time. Humble the intellectuals in this time who have placed themselves around Donald Trump, who have placed themselves around leadership. Humble them. Put them in a position where they don't have the answer, where they cannot come up with a philosophical answer, but that they truly need you, that their companies and their billions and their names cannot save them. Only you can, Lord. And we thank you that this is going to be a time where intellectuals who are known come to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Where this is a time where those the enemy has used as a voice for decades are going to now turn and humble themselves before you with a broken and contrite spirit, Lord. We thank you for that in this time, Father. Lord, we thank you. You are doing a work in the soul of this nation. You are doing a work in our hearts. You are doing a work in the church. That the church is being, the roots that have been put down, that should have never been put down, are being pulled up in this time and out, that it can no longer take away from the people of God the truth of your word. Father, let the weight of your word and your goodness bring people to repentance in this time. Let this be a time of repentance, Father God. Let this be a time where our hearts are repaired, where the wounds in our souls, that your healing balm go over it, the soul of this nation, the soul of your people, the soul of the church, that your healing balm goes through and repairs these deep, deep soul wounds that the enemy has attempted to keep pressing on. To attempt to keep those in offense, to attempt to keep nations in offense. Lord, we just cry out to you for the believers in South Korea, for the believers in England, for the believers in France, for the believers in Muslim nations. Father, lift them up as you did Joseph. Lift them up to lead and change corrupt foundations of nations that think they are praying to you, but they are not. That have completely removed you and whitewashed you from Parliament. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord, that a very serious sifting is happening and a renewal is going to take place from it in these nations. We praise you, Lord. We thank you for this time in this nation, Lord. Father, don't allow us to make man an idol. Man is a fallible tool in the hands of an infinitely powerful God. Don't allow us to make man an idol in this time, Lord. Man is just a tool. You are the one to be worshiped. Help bring that into order, Lord, in this time. And Father, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ that your spirit engulfs the White House, engulfs the property. Father God, that your spirit permeates through the walls of it, Father God. Lord, we ask that the name Ichabod be erased from the White House, which means the glory has departed. And that your name, Glory, Father God, is put back in the White House, Lord. Father, we just ask that it enter the halls and it cleanse the generations of wickedness and demonic activity that other presidents have so entertained and welcomed in. Father, by your righteous right hand and by the blood of Jesus, let it be cleansed out of the White House, out of the basement of the White House, out of the Oval Office, out of the Situation Room, Father God, let it be cleansed. Let the years of wickedness and plotting and harm against America's own people by its own leadership who were sociopaths with power, let it be cleansed in this time, Father God. Let this nation see an enormous cleansing so the gospel can continue to go out and the United States can be a beacon on a hill, a light, and a proponent for the gospel to go into the earth, Lord. Father, we ask you break Israeli leadership during this time that they have to call in the name of Yeshua and those prison doors open and Hamas races to release those hostages. We thank you that the fear of the Lord is entering their camp and destroying their plans. We praise you, Lord. Father, we thank you for this night, Lord. We bless your holy name. We praise you for who you are, that you have heard our cries. You have heard our prayers. You have come for our words as in the book of Daniel. And we thank you that your warring army is here with us, Father God. Your word says you will never leave us or forsake us. We thank you. You are with us, Father God. We praise you. You are going before us. Help us to hear your voice, know your voice. And as strangers, we will not follow in this time. Sharpen us, our ability to see and hear, to have eyes to have eyes to see and ears to hear what the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, has to say, that we are sharpened in this time. That the enemy cannot parade around as you anymore. We praise you, Lord. We thank you. Protect us as we go forth, Lord, as we travel. Father, I ask you, send your holy angels with us, Father God. You keep a covering over us and a hedge, Father God. Protect all those traveling, Father God. Be with them, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We thank you. You are doing something incredible. You are doing an incredible work. And though weeping may endure for a night, joy cometh in the morning, and that the justice of Yahweh has entered Washington, D.C., and it has entered California, and it is entering points on the map, Lord, in this time, that your purposes and plans may be accomplished, Lord. We thank you. We praise you. In the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, I felt that. Hi. You say amen? Can you say amen? Cyrus says amen. Amen, right? Yes. Yes, it's amen. Yes, 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 yes. Cyrus, yep. Isaiah 53. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So thank you for staying on with us for that. And Lord, we just ask that that spirit of wokeism, the spirit that oversees it tonight, Lord, is judged in your courts in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank you for staying on with us for that. I did feel the presence of the Lord fall as we were praying. So something broke. I felt it break when we were praying. So all glory be to God for that. Now, a few things at the end here. Thank you, Lord. We have animal picks. We're going to show you we do our announcements at the end now so we can be about the Lord's business first. So our heat went out in the basement. It is fixed, don't worry, but we had to put up heaters. And so there's Sadie just enjoying herself nice and toasty in front of one of the electric stoves. Oh, there's Blossom in her beautiful winter coat. We let their coats go, their hair grow nice and burly in the winter to keep them warm. And there is Snow's back end that you're seeing at the other side of the picture. Okay, this is amazing that this happened. So our team has worked very hard on this. They have gotten Grace and Prince and the three minis. No, Charlotte, Grace and the three minis, because Prince is next door. to get along. They are all getting along in harmony now. They are all at peace. Our team expanded their pen. They have an enormous pen now. So praise the Lord. 5, 57, 85. There's five of them. There you go. Animals can be prophetic. Okay. We also have an Ark of Grace Sanctuary Facebook page. So if you would like to keep up on daily happenings of what's going on at Ark of Grace Sanctuary, you can search Ark of Grace Sanctuary on Facebook, and you can follow us there. So please do, if you can. We post pictures and videos and all sorts of updates for you to keep everyone involved. Also, our social media platforms, we're going to put them up for you. YouTube and Rumble, we are Ark of Grace Ministries. Facebook, we are Ark of Grace Ministry with a Y. Instagram, we're Ark of Grace 88. X, we're at Amanda Grace underscore AOG. TikTok, Telegram, and Truth Social are all at Ark of Grace Ministries. We are on Roku. We also have an app. So in your app store, whether it's Apple or Google Play, you can go and search Ark of Grace. You'll see the dove with the olive branch, and you can download our app. We broadcast live on our app as well. We also have a prayer line for those of you who need prayer. We have amazing people that are willing, ready, and able to pray with you. There are the two phone numbers. It's Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 p.m. So please utilize our prayer line. Call them. We would love to be able just to stand with you in what you are trusting the Lord for. And at the end here, we're just going to put up Give a Derm and QE Strong real quick. So we have this Give a Derm. These ladies are amazing. They love the Lord. They have an amazing product. I actually use this twice a day. It is food for your face. It is plant-based skincare, and it is an incredible product. It's one of the best I have ever used. So you could go to arkofgrace.org/ministry-partners and use promo code ARK10 for a 10% discount. And here's QE Strong. Here's Toby. Yep, we put the pain patches on Toby. They do seem to help him. They not only have patches, but they have red light therapy now. They have a portable red light therapy wand that actually you can put on areas of your body where you are fighting pain and inflammation. You can use promo code ARK. So you can go to them at arkofgrace.org/ministry-partners. Click on the link and you can use promo code ARK. Yes, you can use the pain patches on your pets. They also have patches specific for pets as well on their website. Okay, praise the Lord. I got through it, man. I am tired. I feel like I ran a marathon. I'm sure my team does too. Okay, so thank you everyone for joining us this evening. I will try to film some shorts while I am down in the DC area. So I will be trying to film some shorts and put some things out for that. If you would like, hold on one second. Someone asked me a question. Here we go. Our social media maybe can send me a private chat. Amanda, how can we donate food and other things needed for the animals on Amazon? So I think that's on arkofgracesanctuary.org, right? If we go there, our team will show you. That is a wonderful question, Elaine. Yes, you can donate those things, food and supplies. Oh, Gus must be here. Okay, food and supplies. So you go to AOG Sanctuary, and then you go to shop. Oh, no, hold on. I think it's donate. Okay. Is it donate? Yes. There it is. So you go to the donate section. And it says Amazon wish list, view wish list. You can also order products on Amazon and have them shipped to our mailing address as well if you want to send supplies for the animals. But we do have a growing Amazon wish list. And so that's how you do that. So thank you, team, for putting that up. People want to know. So we hope we answered your question, Elaine. So thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. So many people were on tonight. We thank you. You joined us for prayer. We're coming together. We're gathering as the saints, as the ecclesia, right? And we are just, we're coming together in agreement in prayer. So thank you, everyone. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I say it every single day. I encourage you to say it every single day. Also Psalms 123, 34, 35, and 51, which is creating me a clean heart, oh God. We all should be saying that. Ephesians 1, 16 through 20 and 3, 14 through 19. That is in the Believer's Authority by Kenneth Hagin, the first few pages. I say that every single day. Normally, it depends on the day. Sometimes in the morning, sometimes I say it at night, but I speak it because the Word of God is living and active and current for every generation. We have to be in this book. We have to speak it. We have to know it. We have to be communing with our Father daily to walk in a growing relationship with Him. So we hear His voice, know His voice, and as strangers, we will not follow. Also, the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6. The order to that prayer is why Jesus taught His disciples to pray that way. And we should be adopting that into our prayer life. If He taught His own disciples to say this, we should be adopting it in. So we encourage you to do that as well. We love to encourage you with the Word at the end of the broadcast. Also, Psalm 2. I'm going to encourage all of you to go read Psalm 2 because that was just dropped in my spirit as well. So thank you, everyone, for joining us. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. Hopefully, we can put out shorts while I'm down there, and then we will be back on our live broadcasts probably about the middle of next week. Have a wonderful rest of your evening, everyone. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. So as many of you know, Dr. Mark Sherwood and Dr. Michelle Sherwood of the Functional Medical Institute are mine and Chris's doctors. And so I went to Dr. Sherwood with a problem that I was seeing, not only with what I was going through, but with what other women were going through concerning their metabolism, concerning energy, concerning their hormones. And so we put our heads together, and we are very happy now to finally be able to present to you Rapha for women. Rapha means healer in Hebrew, so it is an ode to the Lord because He is our healer. He put things in the earth that help heal us. And so Rapha is a product that was created for that. It also helps by helping with a healthy metabolism and natural hormones, as well as it helps balance fatigue. It helps with weight gain, night sweats, mood swings, blood sugar issues, and more. It is all natural, and I find more and more people are going into the natural arena in order to find solutions to issues that they're going through. So if you'd like to learn more, you can go to www.arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more about Rapha today. God bless. Hey everyone, Amanda Grace here. If you are looking for advice on financial matters, if you think gold and silver might be right for you, go to bh-pm.com today. Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals, who has been on Ark of Grace many times and loves to answer our viewer questions, is here with his team to answer all of your gold and silver needs. Whether you want to buy gold and silver, whether you have questions to see if it's right for you, whether you are looking to roll over retirement accounts, go to bh-pm.com today, and Andrew and his team will be more than happy to assist you with all of your needs. If you want to support an amazing patriot and be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have pillows, of course, but they are so much more than pillows. They have sheets, they have slippers, they have bathrobes, they even have dog beds. And a fun fact for all of you, Noble, one of our pigs at our animal sanctuary, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you want to be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK. Hey everybody, Amanda Grace here. Many of you have been curious and have asked about what skincare products I use. In fact, we have had many emails come in about this, so I am happy to be able to now share this with you. This is Givaderm. It is all natural. It is food for your face. Wonderful skincare line owned and operated by believers. I love that these products are nourishing. They are free of chemicals and they are safe for not only me, but also the animals. And as you know, we have many of them running around here at the Ark. So I don't have to worry if any of them were to accidentally get into them. What goes on our skin goes into our bodies. So it's important to put on our skin what nourishes and heals. kind of like what we should put in our soul, what nourishes and heals it, which is the word. Our bodies are temples. We have to be careful what we put on them and in them. My favorite products are Uplift and the eye cream, which I have right here. However, I use their entire line. It is amazing and it is very effective. So if you'd like to learn more or contact Givaderm, go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners and you can use promo code ARC10 for a 10% discount.